Today on Gardening in a Minute, making holiday arrangements. The holiday season is a great time to bring the outdoors inside. This winter, try collecting holly, pine, and other plant materials from your yard to make holiday arrangements. Use sharp pruning shears to cut branches and soak the cut ends overnight in water. Select foliage of different sizes, colors, and shapes for visual interest. For a table centerpiece, create a low arrangement that can be enjoyed from all sides. For an entry table, make the back flat and focus your energy on the front of the project. Use a container that's about a third as high as your arrangement and consider using floral foam to hold things in place. Enjoy creating natural decorations by bringing a refreshing bit of the outdoors into your home this holiday season. For more information about garden crafts, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the path of the sun. Have you noticed how different the light conditions in your landscape are from season to season? During the winter, the days are shorter and the sun is low in the southern sky. After the winter solstice, around December 21st, the sun begins to climb higher until 6 months later when it's directly overhead. Then it begins to descend once again. Understanding this cycle will help you take advantage of the conditions in your landscape throughout the year. Because shadows are longer in the winter, keep sun-loving plants away from trees and buildings. You may need to have different sites for your spring and fall vegetable gardens to take advantage of the sunniest spots in each season. Gardening in Florida is possible year-round, but you may have to follow the sun. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fungus gnats. Fungus gnats are often a problem in households with potted plants. The larvae of these small winged insects feed on the decaying plant materials and fungus growing in the soil. Fungus gnats are about an eighth of an inch long and look like a cross between a fruit fly and a mosquito. Adults are attracted to light and are often noticed at windows. They can be quite annoying when they fly in people's faces. Fungus gnats are drawn to plants that are overwatered, so one way to control these flies is to let the soil dry out between waterings, though you don't want to harm your plants in the process. Another strategy is to drench the soil with an approved insecticide. Give your houseplants proper care, and you'll help keep these pesky insects in check. For more information about fungus gnats and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a garden hoe. Weeds are a hassle, but a good garden hoe can help you get rid of them. The question is, what kind of hoe should you use? Traditional garden hoes have a long handle with a wide, flat blade that allows gardeners to remove larger weeds or make furrows for planting. For smaller weeds, many gardeners prefer stirrup hoes or scuffle hoes. These have a stirrup-shaped blade that's sharpened across the bottom. As the blade is pushed and pulled through the soil, it cuts off weeds at the soil's surface. Circle hoes are similar in design, but have a circular blade. Because the heads are smaller, you can remove weeds without disturbing nearby plants. With the right hoe in hand, you'll be ready to wage war on weeds in your landscape. For more information about garden tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, invasive exotics. Invasive exotic species are introduced plants and animals that cause harm to the environment, the economy, and sometimes human health. In Florida, invasive exotic plants include melaleuca, Brazilian pepper, and air potato. Homeowners are encouraged to remove invasive plant species and replace them with Florida-friendly plants. Invasive animals are also a problem in Florida. Some species include Burmese pythons, Cuban tree frogs, and coyotes. Invasive iguanas cause problems in South Florida because they eat valuable landscape plants, shrubs, trees, and their burrows can trigger the collapse of seawalls. The best thing you can do is to remove invasive plants from your landscape and report any invasive animals to your local animal control. For more information about invasive plants and animals and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.